about the podcast ads and ads? What about the podcast ads and ads? What about the podcast ads and ads? What about the podcast ads and ads?
What about the podcast?
All right, welcome to What About the Podcast?
Yeah, welcome.
Episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
Higher production value this time around.
Definitely. We have monitors and everything.
We have earphones.
Yeah, we can hear ourselves speak.
And we can add music at will.
That is true. What about the podcast? We can do that at any time we want to.
There's something else I must say I'm noticing about this episode.
What's that?
We have a theme song.
We do have a theme song, as you heard.
That's a nice theme song.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Kudos. Kudos for putting that together.
Yep. Took me 5 minutes, and you can tell.
It took you longer than 5 minutes.
The beginning took me 5 minutes.
All right. All your vocals.
Yeah, all my vocals.
Every sound we hear in there. Yep. Mm-hmm. You need to hold the microphone.
Okay.
A little closer.
I'm sorry. Maybe my monitor's a little different.
Yeah. I think we're good.
Okay.
All right, so episode 2, the prompt for this time around was wish list, I think. Wish list?
I guess so.
Yeah, so we were supposed to make a list, and then we were going to review our own wish lists, and I think in doing that, maybe there's some other things that we'll review off the wish list.
Possibly.
Well, is that how you understood the assignment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Well, I think it's better to just go with whatever happens.
Just go with whatever happens. That's a really laissez-faire way to look at life.
Yeah.
And this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to go first with your list?
I think you should go first.
Because I wrote mine out.
Yeah.
And yours is
And mine's a little bit, everything's kind of in there.
But you don't know what it is until you start speaking.
Well, we'll figure that out.
Oh, okay. So you didn't do the homework. I did the homework. I have my list here.
I don't know if it was homework or more just a recommended thing, but we'll carry on.
All right. It's trying to weasel out of things here. Yeah. Remember... Here is my list. I don't know why I said remember. All right, I have three things on my list and then three other things. So my list involves an art show called Two Brothers. This is the current art exhibition at Public Space One.
Okay.
That was on my list. Two other things which are a little more abstract. Breakfast.
Okay.
And...
Conversations.
All right.
So that's my list. As I mentioned, I have three other things on my list. These are potential future guests for the show. All right. And you'll see that one of these guests will play into something on my other list. So I would like at some point, if this podcast continues beyond today... Which is a big if,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Really?
No, not really. Okay. I mean, I bought the domain, so I'm in for $12 and a year.
A year.
A year and $12.
It's a lot of weeks.
52 weeks.
Yeah.
I would like to bring on to the show at some point Hubble, our friend Hubble. Maybe he'd be interested in coming on. I would also like to bring on to the show Brian. Maybe he would play some music for us. Brian Heeman.
Be a good idea.
Yeah, I think he would be great. And then the last person that I would really love to bring onto this show, if possible, is Garrel.
Do you think that would be possible?
I'm not sure if that's possible, but we can dream. We can dream.
We can dream. Yeah, that's right.
And that plays into my, you know... My want of review of conversations, because I'm talking about a certain kind of conversations when I say conversations. But we could talk about conversations in general. All right. Let's hear. What do you got?
Okay, so I think the meat of my of my wish list is more of a guest list. Yes. People that I think could add to the conversation really well.
Yeah.
I think, above all, members of people that would used to come to our house parties when we were a little bit younger, like when they were in grad school.
When you were a wee tot.
Yeah.
House parties.
Yeah. So okay. People like Derek Andes or Katie Hargrave or, I don't know, Eric Asbo, possibly. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But
so you want to relive the glory days.
Yeah. Because I don't think it can get better than that.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Possibly, which goes into my...
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage, which I think goes into my want that I can meet him one day. And that maybe he'll be into the show.
Into our show.
Into our show.
Not whatever show he's currently working on.
Not just... I guess the show probably means different things to him than it does to me.
Probably a different thing every week.
Yeah, for him. He's busy. I assume. I don't know if he's still getting cast.
Yeah.
In roles anymore. But.
Yeah.
Which maybe it's cruel to wish for, but if he wasn't getting cast in roles, it would absolutely open this up for him more.
Yeah. We are a door for Nick Cage's future. Would you say that?
Potentially, yeah.
We've gotten a really big ego since episode one.
Yeah, ever since we hit the ground running in episode one.
Yeah, which is it live now? It's kind of live.
It's sort of, it's basically live.
It's basically live.
Yeah.
Someone could have accessed it and been listening to it. They would have had to been really curious.
Yeah, that's true.
Or lucky.
Yeah, and we could have people call in if they knew that we were recording at this time.
Yeah.
They could theoretically call in.
Would you like to have a call-in aspect to the podcast at some point?
Sure, I think we could introduce that right now, because it's probably not going to happen. I don't think many people are going to call in to a show that hasn't been broadcast.
Yeah, if anyone called in, it would just be a mistake at this point.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Hey, you're on the air. Ad and Dad. What about the podcast? Yes. Did you finish? Maybe we should have a little background music. I want to, you know, that'll lead into one of the things I want to talk about is Conversations by Gary LaCrosse.
Garrel LaCrosse.
Garrel. No.
Garrel. Just Garrel.
Just Garrel. And so maybe, if you have listened to episode one,
I haven't,
you haven't,
I've but only
if
listened
one,
to...
if one had listened to episode one, they would have heard a little bit of the Conversations theme song. I would like to play that for everyone, just so people could hear where we're at, and I'm not going to do this in a very...
Will it work through your computer? Does it have to be through mine?
It does have to be through yours, but I'm going to fudge it, all right?
Okay.
So here goes. Wait for it. So, that is the Conversations by Gary LaCrosse theme song. I just wanted to bring that up because I think both that song and the whole ethos, the whole experience of Conversations by Gary LaCrosse has been important for me in forming what I would hope that this could someday just be a fraction of.
I would agree.
Okay.
I think it's different coming from my perspective is a little different because I learned about Conversations after episode one of this podcast.
Yes.
So within the last week. So I can't call it an inspiration for the creation of this podcast.
Yes.
But it could be an inspiration for the future of this podcast.
Okay.
I think for sure.
Okay. That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
It is. So do you want to go down your list and review the things one by one?
Yeah, you know, I think as far as Two Brothers goes, I'm not going to say anything about it. I don't know. I don't feel like reviewing it right now. All right.
Okay.
I put it on my list.
Well, I thought we were
interested in it.
I thought we were going to review each other's lists. I thought that was the point of this.
Oh, just review the list, not the things on the list?
Well, one could interpret it however they wanted.
Okay.
I think your list is...
What do you think of my list?
It's good. Your paper's a little bit small. I would expect your list to be maybe on a 3-ring or something.
A regular size, letter size notebook.
Letter size notebook, possibly.
Yeah, I made this. Maybe I made this little book that I put this list on.
That probably factors into my review. I would say, yeah, that's probably a bonus.
Okay.
I think if there was a scale, that would put you more higher up on it.
All right. Thanks. It looks a little puny to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a small page, and my list barely takes up an eighth of it. It's a pretty small list.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
But content-wise.
Right. We could talk
about...
An
art show, the idea of breakfast, and the idea of conversations. What is your... I don't even remember your list. I know you mentioned some
people.
Nick Cage. Nostalgia. Parties.
Yeah. I feel that it's not... I think that as long as we have a thing to talk about...
Yeah.
That will branch out into other things. Without us maybe even realizing it. So
okay.
I think one thing is probably enough.
Okay. Is that part of your list? What you just said?
One thing is enough.
Yeah. So by not writing out your list, you've essentially made your list everything you say from now on.
Yeah. I mean, we're making a digital list right now.
A digital list, an audio list. Yeah. To spice things up a little, you know, I hear a lot of, you know, the sound of this room around us while we're talking.
Yeah.
A lot of pauses in between. Do you think that we could hear some of the list that is the various mixes you made this week? That we could put in the background so we can have a little bit of, you know, like a little sound texture behind us as we speak. I think this will feel like a lot more professional podcast if we have a little bit of that energy. Would you mind?
No, I would not mind.
What about the podcast? Yeah.
These are all sounds made with my mouth into a microphone.
They're pretty good.
I'm going to make it quieter so we can talk over it.
I think we can talk over this just fine.
All right.
I think it's sounding all right.
All right. So,
you're just looping it now?
Yeah, but I'm going to go to a different one.
Yeah, play something else. Let's hear another version.
That was kind of loud, wasn't
it? Whoa. That got dark.
It did.
Quick.
This is...
What version is this?
The version that I gave up on after a couple minutes, realizing that it wouldn't work. It's a little demonizing, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
It's, I feel like if you listen to it for long enough, it could hypnotize you.
Yeah.
Put you into a state that
you don't want to be in.
You don't want to be in.
You don't want to be in this state.
No.
Whatever.
You
this
really
is
don't.
Doing.
Yeah.
It's like saying dad, 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 dad. That's all I hear. Dad, 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 dad. It's like some. It's like a teenage angst thing. Is this a teenage angst thing?
Could be.
Wait, are you?
It could be.
Really?
I don't know.
Are subliminal messages already coming into how we're collaborating on this together?
Possibly.
Oh, man. Ooh. This is... What
this
is it?
This isn't made with my mouth all the way. All
right.
Just some of it. Like this.
That was made with your mouth?
Yeah, that's just me saying, what about the podcast?
Really fast.
Really fast and pitched up.
Okay. Yeah, I think that gave some nice feeling to this.
Yeah, and we can put more sounds in the background.
Yeah.
Of other things.
Sure.
And things. And maybe in post-production or right now. I guess it depends on how we're feeling.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking for 16 minutes already, so I don't know if our goal is to keep this to, you know, around that same 20-minute mark.
Seems, I don't know.
Seems like a good goal.
Yeah, it could be a good goal.
I do want to make sure we cover everything we want to cover.
Yeah, I think that it's important that we cover breakfast.
Breakfast? Yeah, I'm interested in talking about breakfast. I wrote that on my list. I don't understand what people do for breakfast all the time.
In what way specifically do you want clarification?
Well, I just wonder, there's so many different approaches to breakfast.
Right.
Right. But yet, I find myself just eating kind of the same thing every single day.
Okay.
I mean, I eat different things, but if every time I eat a different thing, it feels like it's the same thing because it's breakfast. Do you know what I mean?
Quite honestly, I don't.
You don't know
what you mean by that.
What do you eat for breakfast?
Well, I think maybe it feels like I'm eating the same thing every day for breakfast because I am. I eat cereal, maybe toast if I'm feeling frisky.
Cereal and toast.
Yeah.
For breakfast.
Yeah, maybe a little cup of juice.
It's always there.
It's always
the
there.
Juice, cereal, breakfast.
Yeah.
Toast too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I like having toast with some peanut butter on it, but if I eat that every single day, it's still good. I still like it. But yeah. I'm like, was I meant to wake up every single day and eat this peanut butter and toast? You know, sometimes with a little wheat bread, sometimes with sourdough bread, sometimes with chunky peanut butter, sometimes it's, you know, smooth ground peanuts from, you know, sometimes those are from Hy-Vee, sometimes they're from the co-op. If we wanted to really review something, we should review the square containers at Hy-Vee for their ground peanut butter, because they suck.
They do stink.
They suck.
Can we get sued for saying that?
I hope so, because that would mean someone hurt us and was mad about it, because they should be mad about it.
They should be mad about it. Those containers are awful.
They are bad.
I think
that's the review.
Yeah.
Get new containers, Hy-Vee, for your ground peanut butter.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, why don't you try some organic peanuts?
I think their idea was that by having more of a square container, they could save
shipping
space. But like then again, the containers all stack into one another when they're empty. You fill them at the store, so even then it's hard to see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Theoretically, if they were pre-packed with peanuts, square package would save them a lot of empty space within the cabin of the
delivery
truck.
I want to grind my own peanuts still, though.
Right. So the fact that they're all being stacked inside each other, not taking up virtually any space, it's a little infuriating why they have to go with such a subpar
Yeah.
Packaging.
It is subpar.
It is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well,
I think going back to your thought about whether you are meant to eat the same thing for breakfast every day.
Yes.
I think it all ties into a bigger question that we all should ask.
Okay.
Is that, does destiny really exist?
I know where this is going.
Is there a higher power?
A higher power.
Are we, you know, living in
a simulation?
I knew you were going to go to the simulation
are
thing.
We,
I knew
are
you
we,
were
are
going
we simulated
to
ourselves?
Go. To us being in a simulation.
I think.
I know you believe this.
I don't only believe that we are living in an environment where our surroundings are simulated.
Yes.
But I think that we are simulated ourselves, and we're all just computers.
Yeah.
But, well, maybe not just computers. Whoever created us has a better idea of what we are than we do.
But we're simulated.
But we are simulated. Yeah. We are.
But if it's not just computers, I mean, I guess it comes to being a point of what is matter. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's easy to say we're a computer simulation,
right?
But if there's computers that are so advanced that they're creating complex carbon life forms,
right?
Well,
I mean, it's exactly the same thing as religion.
It lingers pretty close.
We were physically created.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of whether someone is controlling the foundation of our consciousness or not. And does it matter in the end?
Yes.
Is there a point
no, it does not.
Is there a point to where we would be turned off, switched off for doing a thing?
I haven't seen evidence of that.
No, I haven't either. It also ties into ideas of karma and fulfilling your what you were put on this planet to do. Because if we were put here to do something,
yeah,
then we should do it, probably.
But we were put on this planet to do this podcast.
I'm starting to agree with you. Slowly and slowly.
Yeah. Well, you wait until next week and we get the studio up and running so we can actually have...
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be any better than this, actually, but...
We can dream, can't we?
We can dream. So you can hear Kelmia coming down the back stairs really well in... No, it's okay. Keep coming.
I think...
No, I'm just commenting on our studio situation.
I think the problem... Maybe less with the sound equipment and more with the creakiness of the stairs.
Yeah.
If they were carpeted.
And now it's time for the fantasy challenge. Oh, wait, sorry. I don't know what that was about. You were saying something, I'm sorry.
I forgot.
You forgot?
Yep.
Did I cut you off?
No, you didn't cut me off. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fine, you know?
I feel bad now.
No, you don't have to feel bad or anything.
I feel a little guilty.
You should not feel guilty, Dad.
Okay.
Don't feel guilty.
Well, we're at the 24-minute mark.
We are?
We are. We are at the 24-minute mark, and we don't have to come in at any certain...
Oh, my goodness.
...amount, but... I do want to be respectful of, well, our time, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you feel like there's something that we need to cover this week that's not been covered?
I'm not sure.
I like this. Is this like things are starting to wrap up, so we're going to play a little...
Maybe I'm playing us out. I don't know.
You're playing us out.
I'm really have no idea.
Well, what's the plan for next week as we get played out here?
I don't know. More doing
More doing. I think we need a serious review.
Oh, I think so too. I think we should come prepared. I think I should come prepared.
Yeah, I think you should come prepared. I was prepared. I can continue to fill this list out, and I think I will.
Yeah, maybe I should. I need to take just 20 minutes and just write a list.
You need to do your homework.
I do.
Like I'm telling you every single day.
Right.
You need to do your homework. No, say I will do.
I will do my homework.
It's on the record.
It is on the record.
I just want to say one thing before we go. I think that we should, once we get the studio set up, then we can invite guests in.
Yeah.
Wait, did you make this music?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just worried about copyright and all that.
Oh, no, you don't have to worry about copyright laws. Everything is mine that I'll play.
Everything is yours.
Everything.
Yeah.
Is mine.
Yeah, well,
this is all my own voice.
Speaking of copyright, we should thank Richard and Andrew, wherever they may be now, for providing Conversations by Gary LaCrosse as theme music. We have played a little bit of it, or we've played all of it as far as theme music goes, but it wasn't the best audio representation of it.
Right. Maybe that's
enough. But I do want to give them full credit.
That's enough to get us out of a copyright, I think, is the crudeness of the recording.
Yeah, well, we're not making any money off it, and I've just given them credit, so...
Right.
Yeah. All right. I want you to have the last words this week, Ad.
Honestly, I don't really know what to say. I'm glad that we have everything up and running a little bit better this week.
Yes.
We have a big box in front of us.
Yes.
That is helping in some way. And maybe next week we'll have an even bigger box.
An even bigger box.
Who's to say?
Week. Yes.
Even bigger box with a... Maybe that's not the point, though. Maybe the
big box.
Maybe the point is that we have a welcoming box.
Yeah.
A box that allows people to come in here and enjoy what we're saying.
Yeah. It's not about size. It's about...
Right. That's the motto.
Kindness and openness and warmth.
It's not the size of your box, but...
How warm it is.
How warm it is.
Well, this has been a pleasure.
It has been.
Are you going to play out
I'm
with gonna the theme
I'm going to play us
song?
Out. You are exactly right.
Awesome.
Are we ready?
Go for
I
it.
I think this is the end. One second. Not quite the end. Maybe I'm taking too long because I don't want this to end. But
it's a botched ending.
Here goes. What about the podcast? Ads and ads. What about the podcast? Ads and ads. What about the podcast? Ads and ads. What about the podcast? Ads and ads.
What about the podcast?